Hi, I'm Kevin Kelly, and welcome back to the Buzz Bubble, where we pick the brains of great minds in advertising. This week, we get into the head of Barry Waxman, Chief Growth Officer for RGA, number one digital agency in the USA. RGA has been a graphics technology leader since their early days in special effects, winning Academy Awards for technical achievement in such feature films as Alien and Predator. Today, RGA defines the term digital agency, creating advertising not from the traditional art and copy methodology, but from the integration of technical platforms at the root of all the work they do. You may have seen this innovative approach through RGA's work with Nike, Nokia, Pepsi, or one of many other great brands they work with. I recently interviewed Barry at the RGA NYC office, nestled in the center of Manhattan, where we discussed what makes a great digital agency. Let's check it out.
First of all, Barry, thanks for making the time for coming down. We're just thrilled to have you on the show.
Thanks for coming here.
All right. Just want to jump in and get your definition of what being a digital agency means to you and RGA.
I guess the definition's evolved a lot. I mean, digital agency probably evolved out of the term interactive agency. So interactive agencies obviously got their start with all things interactive, you know, namely what that meant is that they did websites and banner ads. But I think what happened was that digital technology and just all things digital began to permeate people's lives in a very profound way. And so it led to an opportunity to create agency models that were sort of aligned with this new kind of consumer. And so we ended up having to embrace a much broader mix of things that we do in terms of our work products, in terms of our services, in terms of the people who work here. It's quite complicated, I would say, compared to the way that agencies looked, say, in the Mad Men era,
right,
which I'm very happy is kind of on the air.
Yeah, right.
I certainly
don't say anything
it.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I won't give away the plot to anything. But the definition's evolved, and probably the ambition of most digital agencies is to become just the agency. Maybe in the future we won't have these like qualifying monikers or whatever. We'll go back to just being agencies again, but I think we'll have evolved what the entire business is about through the way that we've had to approach our work.
You mentioned, you know, that getting rid of the monikers, and my agency is going through a similar thing where, you know, we were branded as an interactive agency,
right,
and, you know, we're trying to make the movement to digital full service, but there was a quote in Adweek that accused RGA of being a flash sweatshop cranking out microsites, and, you know, and we were kind of still in that space. And how did you make that jump from, not saying that that was the reality, but an agency that was making more, you know, microsites and less involved in looking at the whole brand and the strategy from the ground up?
Yeah, I mean, people will always say all kinds of negative things, you know, sparked by jealousy and whatnot. I didn't think we were ever a microsite shop. I mean, that was never what we did here. I think the whole idea of microsites and doing campaign work is more what traditional agencies did as they got into digital, because they didn't really have the depth of technology to do the deeper and richer kinds of things that were more application-centric. So they fell back on what they could do, which is banner ads and microsites. It's not that we haven't done our share of that stuff, but that was never, clients didn't come to us to hire us to do microsites and banners. There were much deeper things that we were creating for them. So whoever said that really just
didn't know
anything about RGA. Whether or not we're sweatshop, you know, I think the whole agency business.
I was going to say, that's a question I've asked, you know, can you be a great agency without working long hours? And I think invariably the answer seems to be no. I mean, it's
right,
really about who works the hardest.
You know, I think what we've heard from people who have worked at a lot of different places is that we're kind of being different. I think there are certain of our client teams that end up having to work harder perhaps, and others maybe a little bit less so. But overall, I don't think RGA is any more difficult of a place to work at than any place else that's in the agency business, and probably a little bit less so, actually, from what I've heard.
So as you mentioned that, can you tell me anything about the culture here, and what is, you know, what might make you a little different, and, you know, about the people? And I have to say, I watched that Our Model video, which I loved.
Thank you.
And I was very surprised that right smack in the middle of Manhattan, you know, this wonderful courtyard, it just seems like a great place to be.
Yeah, I mean, RGA in New York is definitely a pretty magical place in the sense that we have a lot of people that have worked here for decades, literally, so it sort of kind of gets under your skin and it's kind of hard to leave. And we have a lot of what we call boomerangs, so people who started here at some point in their career left because they got lured away someplace else or whatever, or they moved to another town or whatever, and then they boomerang back. So there's been a lot of these like repeat journeys back to RGA. The culture is really great. I think what's always made this culture unique is that it's always been a mix of geeks, the most profoundly brilliant geeks who can write brilliant software, pioneering stuff, working side by side with people who are just the best creatives in whatever it is that they did in the world. We came out of the feature film business, so we were working in that era. We had great motion artists that were top of the game at the level of Hollywood studios, so that's pretty hard, high bar, and we won Academy Awards for the work back then. As we evolved into more of a full-service production company that was a little bit more focused on broadcast, again, we attracted some of the top talent in the industry. Those people who worked here went on to be great fame and acclaim, and many of them work in other aspects of the industry today, but it always attracted the best talent, and the same thing has been true of our history in digital, where I think we've amassed just an amazing team of people. So the combination of really amazing creative talent with really amazing sort of scientific technical talent is the core nucleus. And then as we've evolved the model, we've added all kinds of other things. So now we've got data geeks who work here, and we've got insights planners and researchers, and even the range of creative disciplines has evolved. When I first started here in 1999, we had visual designers and we had interaction designers. We didn't even have copywriters here because our clients were basically repurposing copy from their brochures and from other contexts. So copywriting was never really a part of like the early days of what we were doing as an interactive agency. But as we evolved to become a digital agency, to answer back to that first question, we had to add these additional
traditional aspects of the copywriter art director combo, which isn't really...
Not how we're modeled, right, but in aspects of what we do still sort of rely on that duo team.
I guess as you've gotten more into building brands, brand strategy from the ground up, that's been the segue into meeting the copywriters and more of that, and the account setup, and the players involved. I know it is a little different. It's not traditional, and you mentioned in a previous interview that account managers are involved in the creative and to a degree, and it's just much more integrated than you've seen in the traditional model.
Yeah, it's much more of a team-based approach, so and it's based on having these just completely disparate disciplines. So we're organized here by sort of these vertical department structures, and everyone who works at RGA, unless you're part of like finance or HR or whatever, anyone who works on client business is a member of a department, and that really represents the vertical competencies of the agency. But even within the department, we have a whole range of different types of talent. So just take a department called visual design as an example. We have somewhere in the vicinity of about 120 visual designers here. Some of them are really conceptual and can come up with more of an art direction kind of an approach to visual problems. And we have others that are deeply systematic designers who can design the interface to like an e-commerce site so that a person would know exactly where to click, etc. So the range of competencies within any department or discipline is pretty disparate. But it's within these departments that you sort of practice your craft, and you have people who can mentor you, and there's a hierarchy of talent and all of that stuff. But then the departments get mixed together on client teams, and I think there's 10 departments total, and most client teams have representatives from all of the different departments and disciplines. It's really this cross-pollination of all of these different kinds of people that I think leads to work today. Being great. And that's different, I would say, from perhaps the model of the more traditional advertising model, where it's a little bit more of an assembly line, and maybe the first line of contact with the client is the account people, and they get in there and they kind of find out what the client's business issues are. They turn that information over to the planners. The planners try to get some kind of an insight about the consumer or the target audience. They write a brief. Then they pass it to the creatives, and the creatives go off into their ivory tower, and it is very much the copywriter and the art director coming back 2 weeks later with the solution. The solution inevitably being some kind of a tagline or campaign or some sort of a piece of communication.
Right.
And then the client goes back and forth. Once it gets approved, it maybe moves into some sort of production framework where that idea that's approved now gets taken out into the world and gets built. But it's often with outside resources and with third-party production companies, which we know very well because we used to be one of those things.
Sure.
And so...
Independent agency.
Right. Our model is very much more about not having these sort of silos of great ideas that come from anywhere.
Right.
There's so many things that were mistakes in the agency business, like when they moved media outside of the agencies and the whole idea of how we're going to connect with the consumer and the planning of that. That was... pretty big mistake that needs to get moved back in, but it's in a different definition.
That's it for part one of the Buzz Bubble with Barry Waxman. Tune in next week for part two.